I apologize for the delay. It's on. I put that on.
Yeah, my light's working.
So would everybody join in a flag salute, please? This is the May 15, 2023, public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat. And the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the Township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the Public Safety Building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, Express Times, Courier News, Hunterdon Review, and Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Could I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Vice Chairman. Mr. Versa?
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Butcher? Ms. Johnson?
She's asked to be excused through June or July, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe August.
Maybe through July.
Through July.
Okay. And Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Glaser?
Here.
Ms. Flyingham?
Here.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. Malay?
Here.
And Mr. Semay?
Absent.
Mr. Semay is not absent.
He is not here.
He's not here, but Mr. Semay has recused himself from any matters having to do with Chabad, so he has decided, since there's a master plan consistency review, and there was already a quorum, that it would be silly to come in, have to recuse, and stay in the hall, and then do the master plan consistency review.
Ergo, he is absent. He's recused.
Not from the whole thing. He's recused, and therefore he's absent. I'll give you that.
Semantics. Okay. So I assume we have a quorum.
Yes, you have a quorum.
All right. So first item would be approval of meeting minutes. The first set from July 18 of 22 is in work, almost done, but not quite here. So we'll defer approval on that until probably the next year. The second...
Can you ask Jackie if she can hear me?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me, Jackie? I'm soft-spoken.
So speak up.
All right. I'll try to be noisier. My wife is getting hard of hearing, so I'm practicing.
Blame it on her.
No. I blame it on me. I'm trying to speak. She gives me a whack and she can't hear me. All right. The February 6th meeting minutes are up. And I do have one tiny typo, which somebody else might have caught, but the master plan, which is the first line in the work session draft master plan pre-exam. I believe it's two words.
Yes, you are right.
That's all. Oh, and yeah, pre-exam's right. Okay. Are there any comments, questions, or anything else? In that case, could I have a motion, please?
So move.
I'll second. This is February 6th.
All right, wait, I'm sorry. Who made the motion?
McCaffrey.
Is this July 18, 2022?
No, that was
February 6th, 2022.
Correct. Carried.
Yeah. I'll second.
July 18th. So, second.
Mr. Versa.
Mr. Versa?
Yes.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Flyingham?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Next up are two resolutions. The first one is for Kingdom Crown, LLC, Block 3.03, Lot 7, 23 Blossom Hill Road.
Yeah, I'm just going to check. It doesn't even sound like the sound system is on.
Oh, it is. You got to get closer to it, John.
All right.
That's your yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if these aren't that directional,
that's
then, really.
A little better.
All right. I'll just keep it where I see it in like double vision close up. Okay. The next item then. I gave it a good tug. Yeah, it's tight. So that's all right. You know, this will be good enough, and I'll just turn up the volume. All right. The next item is a resolution for Kingdom Crown LLC, Block 303, Lot 7, 23 Blossom Hill Road. It's a resolution granting amended preliminary and final site plan approval, two C1 variances, and two landscape exceptions. So are there any comments, questions, edits, typos from the board?
It seemed well edited.
Well edited. Yes, and the last of the eagle eye editors was in planning.
I saw that. So V3 is...
She took care of the remaining thing, so I could say with confidence that if this is not perfect, it's not made, Suzanne.
I'll make a motion.
Because Suzanne is technically perfect.
Yes.
She's close to it. Mr. Glazer has moved, you know, the acceptance of this. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Michael.
Mr. Reverso?
Yes.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Next up is Abbott of Hutterton County, Block 90, Lot 2.15, 62 Payne Road. It's a resolution memorializing modification of conditions 4 and 12 of the final site plan approval resolution number 2018-01 to allow for temporary certificate of occupancy prior to installation of landscaping and to extend the time within which to obtain a permanent certificate of occupancy.
And the eligible members are Mr. Glazer, Mr. Higgins, Ms. Feinhans, and Mr. Malay.
Just by way of explanation, I was asked by a board member who will not be named why it took me so long, why it's almost a year, and I explained that because it was a year extension, I assumed that the landscaping would be in. Quite frankly, I didn't want to have to charge their escrow account, so I figured landscaping was going to be in, all's well that ends well. Now that there are pending requests, the i's have to be dotted and the t's have to be crossed, so that's why I prepared the memorializing resolution. That's why it should be adopted, in my opinion.
I reviewed it, I had no corrections.
By the way, the applicant reviewed it and had no corrections.
Same here.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All right.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Feinhans?
Yes.
And Mr. Malay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Okay, there's a new item here. It's a request for extension of time, also from Abbott of Hutterton County, Block 90, Lot 2.15, 63 Payne Road. The applicant is seeking a one-year extension of time, of the time within which to obtain a final certificate of occupancy.
Mr. Jackie, can you hear Nicole Boyd speaking?
Is this helpful? Can you hear me better?
Talk louder.
Hello? Yeah, I would like to stand for you, but I'm going to sit closer to your microphone.
Stand closer to the computer.
Nicole Boyd, of Boyd Law. I'm here on behalf of Abbott of Hutterton County. We are here tonight to request a one-year extension of time to obtain a permanent certificate of occupancy. And by way of background, under different counsel, Abbott of Hutterton County obtained preliminary and final site plan approval. They commenced construction of a synagogue right down the road here, and that is complete in nearly all respects with the performance bond released in all but one respect. What remains is landscaping. There was a report that was received from your landscape architect. At the time, it was a conflict architect, John Thomas Morgan. I understand a year ago you determined that your regular landscape architect can now continue to serve in this project because the conflict has been removed.
That's correct.
Long story short, there was a compliance report, and Abbott of Hutterton County was endeavoring to then fulfill the requirements of the site plan with respect to landscaping. A year ago, as in the resolution you just memorialized, you granted a one-year extension of time to obtain a permanent certificate of occupancy, and a landscape maintenance, or excuse me, a landscape performance bond was issued in an amount of $345,000, which is currently pending. I can give you the high-level overview, Mr. Drill, if you want me to have...
But before you do the high-level overview, I just want to put a couple procedural things into the record. So the resolution memorializing the grant of final site plan approval was Resolution 2018-01. That's the resolution at issue. Preliminary and the variances and the exceptions, not that it no longer applies, but what's relevant for tonight and going forward is Resolution 2018-01, memorializing the grant of final site plan approval. That was adopted on February 5, 2018. That resolution had a number of conditions, as most of the resolutions do, and there are two conditions that were at issue a year ago. That was condition number 4, the landscaping condition, and condition number 12, time within which to obtain construction permits and a permanent CO. So what the board adopted tonight was the memorializing resolution 2022-05, which modified condition 4 and condition 12 in resolution 2018-01. The modification of condition 4, landscaping, the initial condition, like all of your site plan resolutions, require landscaping to be installed prior to any CO. What the board did a year ago on May 2nd was you modified condition 4 to say this applicant may apply for a temporary CO, but if and only if the applicant posts a let's read it just to dot the I's and cross the T's on this. Prior to the issuance of a permanent CO and prior to the release of the performance bond, the landscaping has to be installed in a 2-year maintenance bond in a form acceptable to the township shall be posted. But the applicant may obtain a temporary CO without installation of the landscaping, but if and only if the applicant posts the performance guarantee in a form acceptable to the township attorney in an amount acceptable to the township engineer, guaranteeing installation of all the required landscaping during the next planting season, and further guaranteeing the subsequent posting of the 2-year maintenance guarantee. This includes not only installing the landscaping that has not already been installed, but also replacing the landscaping that was installed involving undersized plantings. So that's the first thing the board did a year ago, and you memorialized tonight.
Right.
The second thing you did was you modified condition number 12. Condition 12 said in 2018-01 that they had 1 year from the issuance of the first construction permit to commence construction and obtain a permanent certificate of occupancy. So what the board did was said the applicant shall have until June 15, 2023 to obtain a permanent certificate of occupancy. And I believe that Ms. Voigt is correct, that the only thing outstanding is the landscaping. The building is done, all the improvements are in, everything but the landscaping. If the applicant fails to obtain a permanent CO by June 15, or an extension thereof is granted by the board, the underlying approvals shall automatically expire, become null and void, and any temporary certificate of occupancy, which is previously granted, shall not be renewed, and a new temporary CO shall not be granted. So that's what the board did a year ago. So they, according to the papers that they submitted, there's a bunch of paperwork that was submitted. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, for tonight's purposes, the only letter that they submitted that's relevant is the May 10, 2023 letter. Because in that letter, they say that Cavada Huntington County currently has until June 15, 2023 to obtain a permanent certificate of occupancy. It requests a 1-year extension of the time within which to obtain a final certificate of occupancy as outlined in condition D12 of resolution 2018-01. So they're requesting a further modification of condition 12 of 2018-01 to give them another year to obtain the permanent CO. Now, what they then say, and they requested that the board consider the request tonight, even though it was only submitted on May 10, but the board had previously, and I put a footnote in here to make it clear, the board had previously said that if you want an extension and it's under an aggregate of 5 years under the MLUL, you don't need to notice. And since this extension, this May 10th letter is not requesting to eliminate the landscaping, then they're not seeking to eliminate a significant condition, so no notice is required. That's why the vice chair, once the chair said he's going to recuse, out of an abundance of caution and an appearance of conflict. He didn't feel he had an actual conflict, but he feels he has an appearance of conflict because he's friendly with the rabbi and has given him advice over the years and things like that, so he's recused himself. So the vice chair said, yep, list it. And what they said is that Chabad of Hunterdon County is currently preparing a planning board application to request amendment of its site plan approval with relief from Clinton Township's landscape buffering and reforestation requirements. And they say the exemption from buffering and reforestation is critical to the security of Chabad. And in support of that sentence in the May 10th letter, they have attached a redacted security assessment report done by the Clinton Township Police Department, Detective Michael Joseph Ackers, dated May 20, 2022. It's not May 20, 2023. Obviously, it's May 15th today, a year ago. And they submitted a redacted report from the Hunterdon County Sheriff's Office, a site security survey dated March 20th, 2023. And they submitted a letter from Anthony Kearns, who's an attorney, but as I understand it, is he going to be the applicant's security expert?
That's correct. Former Hunterdon County prosecutor, Tony Kearns.
But not this evening?
Not this evening, because this is a request for an extension. He will provide... We wanted to give you some context for the reason
he has. So he has a letter dated April 26, 2023. Mm-hmm. So they're explaining to you, and I never take a position one way or the other. They're explaining to you they want an extension. They're putting their cards on the table. They plan on seeking to modify the condition to eliminate a lot of the landscaping requirements. That hasn't been filed yet. They're working on it to find out when they're going to file it, what they're going to work on it, et cetera, et cetera. And their expert is going to be just Mr. Kearns, or are you also going to bring in the police detective and or the sheriff's office that wrote the report?
Right now, the plan was to bring in Mr. Kearns, but as you know, when we go through the application and we get our review letters and have further conversations about exactly what it is the board will be looking for us to substantiate, we will do it. Technically, really, the local municipal input is almost consulting you as opposed to us. And also, Mr. Kearns recently advised, I believe that he's going to be getting an additional document from, I think, the state police as well. We appear to have some consensus across all the jurisdictions for security on this.
So let me ask this, because instead of waiting to when this hearing takes place, does Mr. Kearns have any certifications in safety, or is it just the fact that he's a prior Hunterdon County prosecutor? Do you know?
Has he been approved to testify before any other board?
I do have his curriculum vitae, and most of his experience is coming from his law enforcement and his prosecution experience, but we can certainly continue to endeavor to obtain the body of evidence the board will require.
Why don't you submit his CV, but do you know, for example, is he certified as a CEPTED, which is CPTED, Crime Prevention Through Environmental Design expert?
I'm unaware of whether he is or is not.
Why don't you just submit his CV? But
certainly.
That's the background. Do you want to add anything else before they start asking the questions?
No, it's so very helpful. I was only wanting to let the board know that the discovery of the security concern is a new consideration that was off the radar, no pun intended, when the application first came through. So we have a change in circumstances that's now warranting the reconsideration of a specific aspect of the site design standards pertaining to reforestation and buffering. So Mr. Kearns walked the site with the new landscape architect that's been hired to advise Chabad, which is Michael P. Medea. He's local. Perhaps he's been before you before, but he's walked the site with Tony Kearns. I was there as well. We heard Mr. Kearns' concerns about security with respect to someone being able to lie in wait and what that means for a response time and the consequences of a potential terrorist attack. So Mr. Medea has prepared a draft of an amended landscape plan that takes into account Mr. Kern's recommendations, which he's currently reviewing, and we expect to be able to finalize a request for the exceptions from lands, from the buffering and reforestation requirements. So much of the plantings are already there with respect to some of the aesthetic deciduous plantings and the stormwater basin and the retention areas. But with respect to anything that creates this opportunity for concealment, relief will be requested. So upon learning of that concern, Robbie Kornfeld basically determined he had a duty to his congregation to figure out, what does this even mean? Okay, there's a security concern. What does this mean? And so he's endeavored to do that over the last many months. It's taken time, and we are about ready to submit that application for amendment. But we do need more time because this expires.
So the landscape architect, the new one that you've retained, is essentially working in concert to hear the concerns of Mr. Kearns and put forward a plan that modifies the current plan to address those concerns.
Correct.
Has Mr. Medea had any conversations with our landscape architect as yet?
He has reached out to him, and his next step will be to discuss the plan with him once it's been reviewed.
Let me explain. When you say he's reached out, I called both John Thomas and I called Jim.
Mm-hmm. Jim Mazzucco.
So Jim Mazzucco is absolutely, he put a call in. They have not, my understanding is they have not talked about the substance.
But he put a call in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Let me make a couple of comments and perhaps provide
loudly,
some
please.
All right. Let me make a couple of comments and perhaps provide some advice.
Hold on, Mr. Higgins, if you wouldn't mind.
I almost said Mayor Higgins.
No, don't wish that on me.
Okay.
All right. I'll talk a little bit about my background just by way of comparison. In my 20s, for about 8 years, I operated the second largest narcotics manufacturing facility in the country over at Merck and Rahway. We were also the only cocaine producer in the United States. I was the guy that would go to jail when DEA showed up, as they did for several months at a time, if we had any issues. So I've got that experience in my background, both keeping people out and keeping stuff in. After that, I supervised and managed large campuses for the company, some of which were greenfield sites, housing anywhere from typically on the order of 5,000 people at one or several sites. These sites had different sorts of perimeter security, different kinds of internal systems and video surveillance systems and security manpower. In addition, I always had anywhere from 1 to 3 daycare facilities which were external to the security perimeter of my facilities, housing on the order of 120 to 150 children.
Each.
So, and in all cases, we had no issues with invasions or any sort of difficulties with outside people coming in and causing trouble. And they were in different kinds of locations from a crime survey perspective, and the measures we took were commensurate with that. Having said all that, I wouldn't present myself as a security professional and ask to testify before this board. So I urge you to really think about whether Mr. Kearns, his background, his CV, his experiences, come up and surpass that set of experiences I have, and that he has current certifications of some sort, the kinds of things we normally require from an expert offering testimony in front of this board. At the same time, I would say, given the position that we're in, my recommendation to the board is that we seek out, using a subcommittee of the board below quorum, we seek out and find and employ a security expert that has real-time experience in this precise environment. And also, Mr. Gaudreau referred to, I'll have to read it because I want to read it so she understands.
Okay.
So this is crime prevention through environmental design. So it's the use of I don't know, bushes, trees, et cetera, that would be detrimental if an attempt to enter a building was attempted. My simplest thing is we had some pyracantha at the house, and if we planted that under a, you know, double-hung window, and it's unthinkable to fall into a bush with thorns that big, and you'd never get out. So stuff like that would be part of the way that an individual certified or experienced in this particular technique, which is endorsed and to some degree sponsored by the Department of Justice. And I found some of this information on the Mr. Kearns and friends may be familiar with it. It's the Bureau of Justice Assistance Office of Justice Programs.
This is a Department of Justice website?
Yes, BJANTTAC. So they provide advice and information, new information to people that are concerned about these kinds of issues. So we will be, you know, endeavoring to get someone that has experience or knowledge and perhaps certifications in both the protection of religious and potentially daycare, school facilities, and also how landscape can help or hurt that concern.
Are you going to ask, this is what you plan on asking, one of the things you
That's
have to
correct.
Tonight.
I said I was going to request the board to authorize a subcommittee, and I would go a little out of protocol and ask that the subcommittee consist of the mayor, myself, and a third person to be named. So please.
Hopefully I have a question for clarification with Mr. Higgins when he's ready.
Oh, you might as well.
Yeah, please.
So the question I have for you is, you know, I completely understand what you've said, and by the way, that's a very impressive experience, and it sounds like it primarily had to do with avoiding intrusion and theft. Specifically in this case...
Well, he also, safety with the
one school, safety
daycare.
Schools.
Yeah.
Right.
What we're really looking at specifically in this case is active shooter situations, and this is why law enforcement has been consulted in across multiple jurisdictions.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Why are you limiting it to active shooter? Because, again, I'm no security expert, but I'm familiar with the site plan, but forget about that. I look at the county report, right, and they have a picture. And I'm looking at the picture on the first page of their report, and what I see is, I see that your entrance lobby glass doors are at the same elevation as the driveway, and there's no bollards. So you're not looking at that also?
You know, I would further offer, one of my daughters, she's a Downs child, she goes to a day programs at JCC, the Jewish Community Center in Bridgewater. And they just completed a nice, the average person walking up there would think, oh, this is a nice landscaping project. These sidewalks, new bushes, they've got these concrete pillars, they've lights that shine up on the flagpole. Well, I looked at it with different eyes, especially when I walked by them, these concrete pillars that had more rebar in them than my garage floor does, probably than my foundation does. You'd need a tank to get past these things. So those are the kinds of security concerns that hit me right in the face. I haven't seen...
That's the type of, you're talking about an expert, a security expert that would be looking at the site plan and not just...
Well, simple things.
Hold on, this is Jackie, hold on.
Jackie. Oh, okay.
No.
Is it Zoom? Why don't we do weather?
Because she called it on that thing.
Yep. By the way, just so you know, we're still being recorded here.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people have very good experience with Zoom, and they're having trouble with our, I'm not looking at Tom on purpose, but our selected virtual provider.
They're just not WebEx? Used to it.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to continue, and please don't answer, gesture, or anything else, yes or no, or ballistic film on the inside of windows that are easily accessible at grade level. What's the height and strength of the fence in the rear where the steps go down to grade? All those kinds of things. And I think perhaps one of the threats is a distant shooter, but I've been in this sad state that this country finds itself. I've watched more and more and more invasions you know, shoot out the glass, hop in the facility down south, find a way to get into a door at a school, and then shoot them up. So that's a small subset, and that's why we need somebody who understands the current statistics, sorted, you know, nationwide, perhaps sorted by occupancy. You could even sort by religion, as you indicated. Might like in your note. So I would be seeking a very fair, very experienced individual's assessment of where this ranks. And forgive me, John, I would also suggest that individual at least have full purview, no redacted copies, to the any security documents, any surveys, anything like that. So they can have a dialogue.
I guess what we could do is, we'll talk about how the subcommittee is going to work and how we're going to contact an expert, and whether the board agrees, second, if the board is going to delegate the responsibility to the subcommittee to pick, or to have the subcommittee interview and then bring it to the board to pick. But whoever the person is, right, I would think that you're right, should have unredacted copies of the reports, not have them made part of the record, but just like
that's
Mr. Kearns relied on the
unredacted. Not a problem at all. Okay. Not a problem at all.
And I would just add that in my reading of the redacted versions of the reports, I did not get the same impression from general reading of it that Mr. Kearns portrays in his letter. So
actually, I wondered why they were enclosed, except to indicate that you had done some work at improving security, but they were generally favorable to the currently installed landscape, and they were silent as to any additional landscape.
Actually, let me just add something for the record. The Clinton Township Police Security Assessment Report is the most interesting to me, the one dated May 20th, 2022, because on the top of page 2, it says, quote, "The purpose of the visit was to assess and identify any needs for physical security enhancements, types of equipment such as surveillance, warning, and access/intrusion control equipment, physical barriers, e.g. fences and gates, and communication equipment, period. It didn't mention SEPTEC, which is looking at landscaping. You also can ask a security expert, once you get one, if you can get one certified in SEPTEC, because if you look at the SEPTEC stuff, I represent a bunch of boards, so this is not like new to me, but the SEPTEC stuff actually says the way that you use landscaping to your advantage is by putting it in huge reinforced concrete barrier containers. Instead of just eliminating a tree, you use the container to do double duty, to hold your nice aesthetic look, and to prevent someone, like in this case, like I mentioned before, got a straight drive in. I mean, right from the parking lot, hop the curb, bam,
it's
unfortunate. I mean, the architect obviously did not design this building with any of this security in mind.
And if it's okay just for me to just jump in on that.
Yeah, just identify yourself for Rabbi.
Rabbi Ellie Kornfeld, Chabad of Hunterdon County.
There you go.
Just on the bollard. Absolutely, the bollards is something that...
I assume somewhere in this report it mentioned bollards.
Of course.
I assume it mentioned lighting somewhere in this report. Enhanced lighting.
That I don't remember, but...
Protecting some of the glass.
We want to make sure that we're not going...
I understand.
The details
Exactly. Yeah. I'm sure that the full unredacted things will... Everyone will have, in the right setting, for sure.
Right, but, you know,
but just on the bollards, for sure. It's been on our minds from the very beginning.
Just so you know, the Clinton Board of Education was in here a couple months ago to have a revision to their plan to add bollards.
If you remember, there was these huge stones that were sitting in the front of the parking lot of the property for a long time, massive. I kept those because I wanted to strategically, and then one day...
Someone took your stones?
Oh, boy.
Contractor?
I'm talking, when I say stones, I don't know. They were there.
I remember.
I don't know how is it possible?
Trucks.
So, again, try and then try to go find those.
Sure.
Rabbi, in the ideal world, the experts, the real up-to-date, current, that understand the current threats, understand the most current techniques, mine are 10, 15 years old, would confer, come to, like we do often with landscape, you know, if there's a dispute, we take our guy and ask what happened to sit with your guy.
That's right, yeah.
It's a parallel process, I think, with security, with landscaping thrown in with this little CP, TED.
Septed.
I got to spell it, John. Okay.
Look, we want, like we've gone around this whole project with the idea on many, many concerns and many, many objectives.
Yeah.
I think stating the obvious, but it's relevant.
No,
we want this to be a
question for Mr. Drill. If the applicant were requesting a variance such as a C, the test would be public benefits versus detriments. We're talking about a design waiver here, correct?
An exception.
An exception, okay. What's the test that must be met in order for us to...
So in the MLUL, it uses the same hardship type based test, but I have rendered an opinion in my crib sheets to you guys. It's not in the book yet.
I have crib sheets up.
Little thing with the publisher going back and forth.
Yeah.
So can you read? You want to read my crib sheet on the exception, or you want me to read it?
Yeah, John. I'm not sure which one it's.
Maybe an exception from ordinance requirement, not business. So it's a big exception. It's under number 19 on page 37.
Oh. John, is it in the ordinance? Standard for the exceptions of life of the buildings?
Reza?
Okay. So, right there. So NJSA 4455D-51 A and B provides that the board, when acting either on an application for site plan approval or a subdivision approval, have the power to grant such exceptions from the requirements for either site plan or subdivision approval as may be reasonable. Mm-hmm. And with the general purpose and intent of the provisions of site plan review, if the literal enforcement of one or more provisions of the ordinance is impracticable or will exact undue hardship. So what I go on to say is, I'm going to paraphrase the first part because that's probably not applicable here, but look. Undue hardship has been interpreted in hundreds of cases involving C1 variances. So everyone knows what that is. But impracticable, believe it or not, there's no published case on impracticable. This is what I say. Again, this is my opinion based on my experience and my knowledge of the cases and everything. It's not in the books yet. That's my problem with my editor. But unlike undue hardship, impracticable has not been, I'm just reading from my crib sheet, has not been defined in any published land use or zoning case. Following the basic rule of construction that legislative language should be given its plain and ordinary meaning, and I cite two New Jersey Supreme Court cases, impracticability for the purpose of considering an exception under the MLUL should focus on the dictionary definition of impractical, which is the root of impracticability. The dictionary definition of impractical is not wise to put into keep or practice or effect, an inability to deal sensibly or prudent with practical matters. And I cite Webster's Dictionary, and there's a slew of court cases saying that if something is not defined in the MLUL or some other statute, go to the dictionary and look for the ordinary definition. Thus, in my opinion, the standard for determining whether the literal enforcement of an ordinance requirement is impracticable should be whether it is sensible or prudent or wise to insist on the literal enforcement in light of particular conditions of the land in question. So in this particular case, in my opinion, it would be if this particular land, because there's a synagogue on it, and again, for the record, I'm Jewish, but I am not biased in favor or against, and I don't think that presents an appearance of a conflict, or that would, anytime you had a synagogue before a board, every single Jewish expert or a board member would have to recuse themselves, and vice versa, if you had a church,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're a Catholic or Protestant, then that's the denomination you have to recuse yourself. Okay, that said, here they cite stuff, and you'll hear expert testimony about it, presumably, that right now there's a rise in anti-Semitism and all sorts of things having to do with synagogues and Jewish institutions. So, and that would involve this land, because that's what this has been approved for.
That it sounds as the crib sheet talks about hardship. What the applicant is after is benefit.
Right, Tom?
Am I missing something?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I said I'm skipping the hardship part of it.
Okay.
The standard hardship or impracticability. I'm saying in this case, I don't think hardship applies.
Okay.
That's why I'm focusing
on... Think about why.
Right. Is it prudent, sensible, or wise to insist on all this landscaping if, in fact, which you haven't heard yet,
okay,
if, in fact, there are experts and maybe...
It makes for a more unsafe condition.
Yeah. So that, to me, if you heard... If the board's expert, if you hire an expert and the board's expert agrees with their expert, yes, this is a real issue, then it would seem to me that you don't go under the undue hardship standard, right? Let's take a look again.
Yep. Okay.
If it, you're in the...
I'm in the same sense.
Yeah, see? If literal enforcement is impracticable or will exact, not and,
okay,
or. So we're going with the impractical fork, and if, you know, if... Their expert says, oh my gosh, you've got to get rid of the landscaping. And if the board's expert says, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, what you have to do is put in barriers and other stuff, that's for you guys.
Okay.
That's a factual
finding. We referee. Yeah.
But for me, from the legal opinion, if you make a factual finding, especially if your expert agrees with their expert, quite frankly, we're done. And then legally, that, in my opinion, would be a case of impracticality, because that would be, if you guys make find those stops, that would be not sensible, not prudent, and not wise to insist on having landscaping when an expert says that's a safety issue.
Yep, okay, got it. That's what I was asking.
Did you do all that?
Poor thing.
Come on. Okay. So, if there's not too much more discussion, I would ask the board to approve the idea of hiring, well, first of all, appointing a subcommittee of three, which is, again, sub-quorum. So if, once there's further discussion about what can be disclosed to that committee in terms of the details of the security plan, because I recognize, you know, I also have data centers and corporate aircraft facilities, and those were deep secrets, you know, as well as the daycare stuff. So if we could have a motion to appoint such a committee, or any discussion.
Do we want to do that now, or do we want to
react on the extension first?
I suggest you deal with this expert thing first.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, unless you know 100% that you're not granting them an exception, then the expert is moot. But if you know an extension, sorry.
Yeah.
But if the issue is how much of an extension to give, then I would think deal with the expert first. So you might want to pull yourselves, not on the exact number of the extension, but does anyone have a problem with granting them some extension so they have the ability to make this application?
I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with an extension of some number of months, probably not a year. I'm okay with subcommittee three to go explore.
That's a good way of straw polling.
Thank you.
Those two issues.
I would agree with you.
I have a question.
Always
given Mr. I almost said Chairman McCaffrey. Mr. McCaffrey's comment on a few months. I would presume that if we were, just hypothetical, to grant an extension of a few months, however many months that is, that if circumstances dictate, we could approve a further extension.
Okay, let me ask you, that's another good point. How much time do you need to get this other application?
Now that we might need to reconsider an additional security expert, I am a little bit more concerned about a few months. We were ready to take on a few months.
I will tell you, the applicant's attorney just handed me Mr. Kern's CV.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he has not listed it, he's got no certifications in any
from this area?
Security.
Testimony in front of boards, you know, things of that.
No, I mean, zero. He's got impressive stuff, don't get me wrong.
But not in this specific area.
He's got Narcan training, SWAT team training, he's got, certified counselor, collaborative law training.
Any training whatsoever in incident?
In security? Not that I see.
And again, it's assessing overall every scenario, every practical scenario involving causing harm of one sort or another to the occupants of the facility, not just some guy with a sniper, not some guy with a truck.
And again, the key is...
Everything.
In current parlance, and I'm not an expert, but my understanding from dealing with some of this is the CEPTED stuff, CPTED, the crime prevention...
Through environmental design.
Thank you.
And admittedly, the focus was on law enforcement's ability to respond to an active shooter situation, given their current experience with task force and such.
Right, which is one
part. You also want to try to prevent it.
What CEPTED does is try to prevent it in the first place. So you might, let's say you got rid of landscaping to make it easier to take out someone shooting from, 200 yards away. By taking out that landscaping, you might hurt you. You might make the place more vulnerable for someone.
I read one of the comments.
Driving with a vehicle right through your front lawn.
Counter to the argument Mr. Kearns made, to be quite honest, from one of the reporters. So it's
just in terms of the time. I think that seems like it's. I mean, I think had we or if Anthony Kearns would be our only expert, which coming in here, I think we were kind of going there, and I think we would have been ready in, let's say, 90 days. Just, I think now that we're hearing that. May need to buttress that. I think that would potentially require some more time to be able to submit that application. That's just the thought, the live thought that's coming to my head now. How much more time than that to submit the application so that we can find, the proper experts that have the holistic approach?
It's not even experts. You need one expert who has the full range and not buttonholed on one thing.
And again,
everything's taking longer these days. Every time you call somebody, you need to make an appointment. And I would be concerned about less than 6 months because I think we would be counting on everything going.
So what I'm hearing is you're okay with 6 months.
6 months to get the application.
Right.
Right. Yes.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
And at that point in time, if you come before the board again and we need another extension, that was the genesis.
Just then, make sure that that meant that by that time it was like a drop dead everything.
Well, put it this way: if the application is not filed in 6 months, my recommendation is going to be drop dead. You're going to need that application filed in order for them to consider granting another extension, and hopefully you'll have it filed less than six months from then.
Yes.
Again, I'm not picking on anyone, but. You were here May 2, 2022, right? May 2. On May 20th, right? That's 18 days later, you got the security report from the Clinton Township Police Department. Now it's May 15th, and you're making this application for the extension. If in fact what you saw in this report would have led you to do this, what are you even doing?
Well, as Mr. Millay pointed out, he read that report and wasn't sure exactly what it meant. Mm-hmm. And so then there was the next report, and then there was the hiring of a new team.
It was multiple. First of all, we hired a new team. We got additional experts because it was unclear what exactly that meant. I wanted to be able to have more clarity, and that's why we need more time, because it's still like issues are being brought up. So,
but put it this way. You can get the state police, you can do whatever you want, but if the state police, again, does an active shooter thing, that's not, you need, I think you got the message.
Yeah, and I felt the same way as Tom did. We should be talking about months, and in terms of the longer part, getting the stuff in, if we did grant 6 months to file an application, I still want the landscaping
done
at the end of the coming planting season.
Which is when?
I would say late October. Our landscape architect can give us
There's two planting seasons.
So John, you're gonna have, if you grant a 6 month extension from now, you're already in November.
Right, but I believe that the best way to do this is to, even though it might be a 75% probability they're going to come back. The only way to make sure that another year doesn't go by is to do 6 months to submit the application and a six-month extension on the CO.
Oh, okay.
And then if they don't have the application filed within 6 months, boom, there's no more extension. If they do have it filed, hopefully, if they had it filed within 3 months, maybe you could even get the thing decided. But if they at least get it filed within 6 months, then they ask for another extension, and then you consider it again. That's my advice to the board, but obviously, I give advice. I don't tell them what to do. So there seems like there's a consensus on that. So let's go back to the...
And there was a sentence in the resolution from last year pertaining to replacement of undersized trees.
Right. So there was a report by John Thomas. Mm-hmm. So they appeared... They didn't appear before the board. They submitted... John Mills submitted an application for an extension, and they talked about also eliminating some landscape. Mm-hmm. There was a meeting of the experts.
Remember the meeting of the experts?
How could you forget? You had John McDonough.
Oh, yeah, after. Was that after?
No, that was before. After John Mills put the application.
Right, after. Right.
Yeah. And their argument to the professionals was basically, the landscaping costs a lot of money, which it does. Mm-hmm. And the board in this resolution said, listen, we understand that landscaping costs a lot of money, but that's not a valid reason. And then he then said, okay, I tell you what, because John Thomas had pointed out that some of the landscaping was okay, but some of the landscaping that was actually planted in the right place was undersized.
Right. The right stuff.
The right stuff was the wrong size, and then some of the stuff wasn't planted at all.
Okay.
So then they came before the board.
Right.
And the board then said two things. Number one, yeah, we're going to give you an extension, but you got to post a performance guarantee, which he said was how much?
$345 and change.
$345,000. So when he says that this landscaping costs a lot, that's a fact.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a fact, in my opinion, that you should consider in whether or not to grant the exception. The security stuff,
it may well be, yeah.
Right, but they said, yeah, okay, we'll post the guarantee for the $345 because that $345 included replacing the undersized stuff and putting in the stuff that was
so
never
covered in the bond. We don't have to deal with it until 6 months from now if we so choose to provide it.
That's right.
So the bond continues.
Correct.
Because my
not as a new condition.
I may be on an island, but the notion of removing something which at this point may be nearer the correct size to replace it with what is
we'll add it here to make sure if there's any question. The guarantee.
By passage of time, the trees are bigger.
The performance guarantee.
I don't think you're on an island.
Shall continue.
I missed that last one. I'm sorry. I didn't understand.
I got it. Okay. And I did see a draft of the as-built, and assuming that this was thoroughly addressed, it showed that the plantings are now the size they're supposed to be. So
they've grown into the right over sign. Yeah.
Okay. I have to learn what caliper meant, by the way, throughout the
diameter.
I have no idea.
So 6 month extension for the permanent CO. You're going to allow the temporary CO to be extended for the 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
6 months to submit the application. Performance guarantee to continue. And then the only question is, you mentioned yourself, the mayor, and who would be the third person for the subcommittee?
It's up for grabs as far as I'm concerned.
So why don't you look up and down and pick somebody?
And we can't have four, right?
You cannot have four. You only have three. And do you want to charge the subcommittee with interviewing and selecting your expert, or just interviewing and recommending?
Interview and recommend is my...
I will tell you this. In all past stuff, the subcommittee is always interviewed and recommended,
right,
and the board as a whole is always appointed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We need to continue.
Yeah. We have the time at this point.
Okay, so...
I would actually be okay, if it pleases the vice chairman, if it were the two gentlemen on the end.
And not you.
And not me.
Well, the only thing I don't know if we should consider it or not, there was a recommendation to change an ordinance.
Okay, but that recommendation has been made to the governing body.
And I'll just opine on that briefly. I have had on my to-do list, which I looked in the park, for
quite a while a review of our landscaping ordinances in general. I don't know to what degree or what extent it would be of any benefit here in this case. That said, it's going to get done when it gets done, and it's on a very long list. So it's not something upon which I would hang my hat.
Here, it's a little wacky. Would it make sense to have the ordinance committee? We're used to working together.
I think the ordinance committee should take a look at that. But again, there's a set of priorities, and we need to follow through with the other ones that are on your list.
Again, in my opinion, that's a separate issue. I don't want to mix and match. Yeah. What do you have a problem if the mayor's not on the subcommittee?
No.
Okay. If you don't have a problem and these two guys want to be on the subcommittee, do you have a problem with...
Mr. Caffrey's on the ordinance committee, so I got two out of three. So okay. We're...
Spread them out.
And Michael's retired, like Tom. So we all have time during the day, and we don't have, two jobs, maybe three.
Okay, so may I suggest the following motion? Motion A, grant the 6-month extension for them to get the permanent CO. That's number one. Number two, 6 months, the TCO can be extended for 6 months. Number three, 6 months to submit an application to modify landscaping. Number four, the performance guarantee shall continue in full force and effect. And number five.
Submit the application or complete?
Huh?
You want the application
complete?
Complete.
Okay, submit a complete application. Good point. By the way, Suzanne, like you are the Hawkeye for reviewing the resolutions, Mr. Glazer is unbelievable with picking out these sort of things. This is not first.
Just you wait. Just give it 5 minutes.
He edits the submarine. It's scary. Yep. It must be an attorney. Yep.
Number five, appoint a subcommittee consisting of Higgins, McCaffrey, and Aversa to interview and recommend a security expert, then to be appointed by the board.
I don't think that needs to be part of that resolution.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm overruled.
No, I can't overrule you. My opinion is it doesn't have to be. Yes.
That does have to be.
Yeah.
Well, we do pay attention, so.
You don't have to do what I say. So, someone want to make the first four of those things in a motion, or all five of them?
Go through them one more time.
6 month extension for them to have to get a permanent CO.
Yep.
Number two, TCO can be extended for 6 months. Number three, they have 6 months to submit a complete application for modification of the landscaping. Mm-hmm. Number four, the performance guarantee for the landscaping shall continue in full force and effect. And my suggested number five, if you appoint a subcommittee, and we don't have to use the name, subcommittee of three, to interview and make a recommendation to the board on a security expert.
And that, so that resolution is that condition, well, it's not a condition of the resolution.
No, these are all parts
of the resolution.
And the
planning board hereby appoint the committees.
That doesn't have to be in the resolution. That you can just do here. I just want to get the authority. But you know, when you do your you will.
Sure. Yep. No.
Question.
Yep.
May I? I'm sorry. I know it's a little out of order, but the TCO actually expires on May 31st, which I assume is before we would have a resolution.
Yeah. You're looking at the zoning officer.
So
I have a feeling that if the board votes on this motion, this is probably going to tell everyone
in the building.
Yeah, in the building about it.
Mm-hmm. So that's the request. This is authorizing.
When's the next planning board meeting?
Not till June.
June 5th.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So this after the 31st.
This resolution, I'm going to have done before the end of the week.
Mm-hmm. So perhaps authorizing the zoning officer to report.
Well, that doesn't have to be. See, they can't direct the zoning officer, but normally they just informally say, Denise, we're going to ask you to do that. Because the MLUL doesn't allow them to tell the zoning officer.
You to do it. Right, but, well, and then the other thing is the TCO is the construction code official.
Right.
And they can't tell the construction code official to do anything.
Somebody to report to him the official results.
Well, it's going to be more than that. Just so you know, they've done this with other applications.
Right.
They report it, and then they say, and by the way, the board, you'll see it in the minutes, they want you to do it. And then it's shocking when we do it.
Yes, I understand. I just don't know if I'll have anything in hand to share with the construction department prior.
No, you won't.
No, so you don't need to say that. It needs to walk across the hall tomorrow.
Thank you.
This is not unusual.
Not to beat it at first, what does completeness mean for that application?
I was just going to ask the same thing. You said a complete application. Does that mean the application needs to be deemed complete?
Yeah, it needs to be deemed complete. Now, what's in the application? It's to modify a condition, so it's a letter, but it's the plan.
It's got to have landscape.
It's the plan, and it's the gap analysis, what was required for the first, the original.
Right, so that's.
Okay.
There should be a plan showing what was required and a plan showing what you're proposing.
Well, then what's the current condition?
Oh.
And a red line, I think, right?
Okay. What was required? What's the current condition, the three plans?
Right.
What's proposed? What do you want them to approve?
Right.
And then the backup is going to be a report.
Security.
By your security expert.
Right.
And hopefully, I bet we'll have a security expert before you do. I know.
It's a race.
I know the people.
You guys race.
Pressure's on.
As long as you're not both applicants.
Save one.
Yeah, I know, that's a race.
I would be very happy.
You've already started. He's already started.
Not me.
I can tell, he's got a head start.
All right.
Someone want to make that five-point motion?
I'll make the motion.
Go slow for Jackie and me, please.
Well, and me too, because I've been taking a lot here.
Jackie, I think you're on borrowed time. Make it quick.
Oh, no, again?
This is their marketing thing. They give you like a 10-minute warning, and they tell you, you're running out of time.
You have to get the paid version.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
And Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
The motion carries?
Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, you have a plan.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good evening.
We hope to see you sooner than later.
And we are now up to item H, which is a master plan consistency review.
Yes, Jackie. They're going to do a master plan consistency review, which does not involve witnesses or anything, so have a nice rest of your night.
Have a good night.
Can I just say one thing unrelated to anything? When I was studying in Yeshiva, whenever we used the holy book to rest something up on it, my teachers went crazy. So the whole night tonight, I'm looking at the Bible, hoping.
Meanwhile,
there's trauma. I'm not kidding. Just, I'm just saying, I couldn't focus.
Rabbi,
it was so disturbing. Only because of when I was a kid.
Maybe it's the New Testament.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, and you got the right color. You don't have the right color.
I know it's not the right color,
well,
but
this is like the Bible of.
Yes.
It's not
it doesn't bother me.
Okay, get a new one.
Using that one wouldn't bother me.
Okay.
I'll tell you a story.
Oh, yeah.
A guy comes into the Maryland County Court of Adjustment pro se for a swimming pool. He needs a variance to the side yard. And he's making his argument to the board, and he has. And Jackie is the court reporter. She's there. And she sees my book, which is the current book on the table, and this guy is waving a book, and I'm not going to mention the attorney, I'll tell you off the record, is I went to see who's the preeminent land use attorney in northern New Jersey, and he couldn't make it tonight, but he gave me his book, and it says right here, and Jackie says, for the record, what color is your book? I'm like, Jackie, you can't ask me. So I asked, and I said, you're not going to believe this, but the new book, if there's a new Supreme Court land use case, we generally put a little blurb about it in the beginning. And there was a new Supreme Court land use case out of North Caldwell.
Pertinent to this?
The swimming pool case that changed the thing around. And I said, that's what you get for using a year-old book.
I just want to to know why it looks thinner.
Because the pages are bigger. Yeah, longer.
All right, have a good evening.
So...
Who, can't make this stuff up.
Did he know who was?
I'll tell you what.
No. No, that's not...
His old partner, absolutely.
Oh, his old one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
John, you are the soul of discretion, I must say. Tonight at least.
Tonight at least.
By the way, you know, you had given us a lecture... Yeah.
Okay.
You had given us a lecture on practicable associated with affordable housing some months ago. And it was... It's getting deeper, more deeply embedded in this wrinkled brain. So thank you for number two.
Well, you got to thank McCaffrey for asking the question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tom, thank you for asking that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So we're up to item H.
I don't know about you guys, but that was exciting.
It was. Oh, it's quite interesting. Yeah. Different than a lot of others.
I told you.
Mm-hmm.
I told Denise this afternoon. It's going to be a very interesting meeting. She's like, why? I said, you'll see.
All right.
I'm going to be different.
Okay. Let's get on with item H. Where's my gavel? Order, please. Gee. Okay, we're up to the master plan consistency review, which is associated with ordinance number 2023. Our planning board planner issued a note this afternoon. I understand there may be some concerns with some...
This is where Eagle Eyes comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Mr.
what I...
Mr. Glazer.
Actually, I've been in back and forth with Mr. Burns several times in this since last week, as a matter of fact.
With Mr. Barron.
With Barron. Sorry about that, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I would actually ask the board if we could carry this to the next meeting. We'd be within our 35-day statutory period. Council will have to deal. We've got some questions on the map. They're kind of very technical, and we want some time. I'd like to review it with the ordinance subcommittee in some detail.
That there's a possibility that the map is incorrect?
We want to verify the map. We want to make sure that we fully understand the changes, because it has to do with the definitional thing between the regional criteria used for prime ground or district boards and town municipally important prime ground district. The criteria is slightly different, so it impacts the map a little differently than perhaps we anticipated. It might all be fine, but we want to take some time to review that and make sure that's exactly what we intended, because the map is determinative to the ordinance, because the map is what really drives that part of the ordinance. And there's other parts of the ordinance too, which I don't think we've questioned on the Tom outline in the memo. It's just the map itself we'd like some time for.
You know, that sounds very reasonable. And John, the RMP is thicker than your book. And Bill likens it to a Russian doll.
Oof.
You know, every time we go down a level, another complexity arises.
Yeah, this required Tom calling a specific person at the Highlands, getting threat, then calling their mapping person. So it's like a very kind of getting into the weeds of Highland stuff. But it's important because it does drive the zoning rights on certain parcels, or the zoning.
But yeah.
So that would be my question.
Is the person at the Highlands saying, who on your council came up with this question?
I hope Tom didn't say he was smirched with those people. But Tom and I learned something new today, which was kind of interesting.
Got it. So,
the Russian doll.
Okay.
Is there any objection to
pushing this? And then are we able to have the council?
Okay.
I think the city might as well do it.
All right, so...
Okay, so someone, just for the minute, someone should make a motion to carry this, to give it a chance for the township planner to review to make sure the map is correct.
With the ordinance subcommittee.
With the ordinance subcommittee. Yeah. If it's not, this could be a substantial change, which would have to be reintroduced before the board...
Well, thank you for this.
...reviews it.
Right, would have to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a new ordinance, actually, as Trishka reminded me today. This would be pulled to be a brand new ordinance.
Right.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. I'll second it.
You got another motion?
I wrote it down.
Okay.
So I need to do a roll call. Mr. Aversa?
Yes.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
And Mr. Millett?
Yes.
The motion carries.
And I don't know that we have any communications, and presuming that we don't, we can move on to the review and approval of vouchers.
Did I see any of them?
This.
There were a whole.
I did.
Time, there are three of them.
They were mostly Mr. Drill's.
They're all Mr. Drill's.
They were all.
Man.
Glad I came to this meeting.
But they did look.
I motioned to adjourn.
They look reasonable to me. Yeah, so.
I'll move to pay the bills.
I'll second.
Mr. Versa?
Yes.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Millett?
Yes.
Mr. Glaser?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
And Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Guess it's my turn. We passed the budget, so that's all. The money is flowing, and we just introduced two capital ordinances, one for about $1.5 million for roads, and another for just under $500,000 for other various equipment, public works dump truck, for example, some police equipment, etc. We do have personnel decision, well, not decision, action that we'll have to take, as we're going to be looking for a new clerk. Ms. Connor is departing us effective end of the month, and we'll be going to Fleming. So we have the opportunity to fill another position. So we'll be doing that in the next few months. I believe the position may already be posted. So that's moving ahead. And then, actually, I have a question for Denise, just generally, on the planning board. There was a set of minutes from a couple of years back that my memory served. Ms. McEvitz authorized you to get it transcribed instead of trying to write them up. It was for Fernandez's original application. And I worry that there are, if we're not careful, we'll run out of people to vote on them.
I recall that, and I don't recall the status, so I will check.
Like the one.
And they're not on the website?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't believe that they are. I'll check real fast, but I'm pretty sure they were not that last review.
2018, correct?
I believe it was 2018.
Maybe August?
Definitely.
Recorded. Pre-Zoom.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just don't want to lose sight of it because.
I don't know. I have to look back. Okay.
Lot 18 is the last one that's available.
Oh.
August 6th.
Yeah, I thought it was August 18. Yep. Okay.
Stormwater management ordinance. We did adopt the two, the business rental, the that's business right. Insurance, not the rental. Mm-hmm. And living.
And the Highlands ordinance.
And the Highlands ordinance.
Busy with hearings, basically.
Ordinance subcommittee, we have something new on our agenda. We'll meet shortly once we have a comparison map, Mr. Behrens, the next day or so. And then we will meet again to reprioritize some stuff. We need to regroup, and the sustainability element is still on our list, or the climate-related one, actually, to some extent. Well, the comprehensive zoning ordinance is coming forward, I hope, at the next meeting. So hope we introduce on the 24th, and that would come back here for consistency review. So that's the bigger outcome we've been talking about from the last reexamination. So it's a lot of Route 31 rezoning, essentially. And
I believe that was with Mr. Behrens.
It is. He and Trish and I are kind of going back and forth a little bit on that. There's just a lot to it, as you can imagine.
Would you say that the issues are kind of nits and nats?
Yeah, it's down here. It's like the detail level of the parcel stuff. And do we get all five of them? It's just ticking boxes.
I believe I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything from the Environmental Commission?
Yeah, different things going on in areas and water different.
Crack in the whip.
So there's a green here in the car show on the town.
EV car show?
Yeah. It's fun. Did it last year?
Good.
Yeah, but it's going to be close.
When is that?
Early July.
Early July?
Yeah, July.
Coincidental with the food truck festival.
It's a fun day.
Exactly.
It's a fun day.
And so it's at Bud Park?
Yeah. Oh, community.
Scheduled, yeah.
But the food truck festival.
To me, this does, more pollinator garden. It goes after that meeting.
Yeah, I would like, can you just elaborate on that? Because I'm not sure what that meant, the north pollinator garden.
It's apparently the same mixture of what's garden.
Where?
At north.
At the high school. Oh.
We were thinking north of.
Where's the south pollinator?
So what I was mentioning earlier about all the different initiatives in this scenario, it was really, you know, this calendar I remember is, like, slugs for long and then just when the trucks should help. Order cleanup, bicycle studies, and then turn the park on the way.
The bicycle study was postponed. Exactly. Participation. Actually, do you bike much?
Oh, yeah. Does he bike much?
No, over there. Over by Bun, Red Schoolhouse Road?
All over the county, yes.
Were you aware of the study?
No.
I will make sure that you are aware when they reschedule.
You guys don't know that he's your resident bicycle expert.
I knew that, but I don't know why I didn't. I didn't think they had issues getting. Yes, that's what I'm.
You would think so.
I don't know. We will make it. Depends what they're trying to do.
I'll forward you the information.
Okay. Be careful with Mary. Oh, you know, she doesn't live any time.
Give him somebody else's name. Tell him you're microverse.
Thank you. Anything from, your committee?
Open space?
Open space, thank you.
Notification just came out today. There's going to be, if you want to learn how to play disc golf, there's going to be a clinic on May 20th.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at the disc golf course. And we're finalizing particulars for the 23-24 Clinton Township Deer Program.
That was one more time it's bad. Once, twice for air conditioning. Something sounds like it's off.
I heard three.
Where's Ray?
Three truck. It pulled in three times, whatever it is, somewhere back there. Yeah. All right.
Wrap this meeting up soon. Last time that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Take the stairs, everyone.
Yes. All right, well, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed or abstaining? Thank you. And not
could I have a second on that?
Sure. Oh.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Well, I have a nice place for Rabbi.
John, I have a question for you.
Yeah.